Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach and Governor Jeff Collier both market themselves as diehard conservatives, but they're on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to style and temperament. And as Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service reports, that could be the deciding factor for Republicans voting in next month's gubernatorial primary.
Chris Kobach doesn't shrink from controversy. He's drawn to it like a moth to a flame.
Next, we have Mickey Sandifer from Ward 4 in the Mustang.
The parade is a tradition at Old Shawnee Days. However, this year, the small event made big waves.
Earlier this summer, Kobach appeared in a Johnson County parade riding in a red, white, and blue Jeep with a replica machine gun in the back. It caused such a stir that local officials issued an apology. And Kansas City radio host Steve Kraske pressed him for an explanation.
The Jeep is... It screams patriotism, right?
And it screams provocative.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, what's so provocative about the American flag? And
no, a machine gun in a parade, Chris. Come on.
Well, last time I checked, in just about every parade I've been in, and I've been in many parades, they feature men with guns.
Unfazed, Kobach continues to feature the Jeep as a symbolic prop at campaign events.
We need a governor. When the lefties attack, he hits right back. And so I didn't back down when they complained about that Jeep. I doubled down.
On paper, Kobach and his chief rival for the Republican nomination, Governor Jeff Collier, are a lot alike. Both are strong opponents of abortion and illegal immigration, and steadfast supporters of gun rights. But stand them side by side, and some voters see differences. Val, a retired delivery truck driver who didn't want his last name used, was undecided before attending a recent debate. But he emerged backing Kobach because of his toughness.
I'm glad I came tonight because I was on the fence, but there's no doubt... Tonight, after I saw them one-on-one, basically, that it really solidified my vote.
Marjorie Rabinow was at the same event, but she's supporting Collier because she says his less confrontational style makes him more effective.
He listens. His first day in office, he brought in the leadership of the Republican Party, and the second day, he brought in the leadership of the Democratic Party. We need people who are going to talk to each other, not go off on tangents.
After taking the reins from the polarizing Sam Brownback in January, Collier has cultivated an image as a governor who gets things done. He calls it being a workhorse, not a show pony.
Kansans know the difference. And the worst thing is a show pony that thinks it's a war horse.
As proof that his approach is more productive, Collier points to the passage this spring of a $530 million school funding increase in response to a Kansas Supreme Court order. Kobach, the self-described warhorse, says he would have vetoed the bill.
We were told this will bring it all to an end. Well, guess what? We got the opinion, and they want $300 million plus more. If you keep paying the ransom, they'll keep demanding the ransom.
Risking a shutdown of Kansas schools, Collier says, would have been irresponsible.
We did have to put some money into that. It wasn't a ransom. It was the right thing to do.
With the clock ticking toward the August 7th primary, Collier is touting endorsements from the Kansas Farm Bureau, the NRA, and others that suggest he's the choice of the GOP establishment. Kobach's endorsements, while fewer, still resonate with his right-wing base. Donald Trump Jr. has come to Kansas twice to headline fundraisers for him. In the end, the race could be close, in part because it's not just between Kobach and Collier. Insurance Commissioner Ken Selzer is competing for conservative votes, and former State Senator Jim Barnett is courting moderates, warning that both Collier and Kobach would return to the Brownback tax policies that he says wrecked the state.
The voters have to be able to look back and see what the Brownback-Collier tax experiment did to this state, how reckless it was, how harmful it was.
Still, recent history suggests the nomination will likely go to one of the front-running conservatives. That says Senate Vice President Jeff Longbein makes leadership style a critical issue, because whoever wins will need to work with lawmakers to turn campaign promises into policies.
You can say that you're going to change immigration policy in Kansas, but if you don't get 63 and 21 legislators to agree with you, you're not going to change immigration policy.
In a clear indication of who he thinks is best suited for the job, Longbein endorsed Collier. But it's votes, not endorsements, that will settle the issue. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.